Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We're going to have a really good show today. I am really excited about our guests. I do want to say a thank you to our sponsor for today's show, Job and Sons Plumbing. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. And on today's show, we have Tian Kennedy and we have Christy Voss from Gap Ministries. So thank you so much for being here. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So Gap Ministries is doing a lot in our community and is really making an impact. But for someone who has never heard of Gap Ministries, can you just share a little bit about what you're doing and how it is that you're working in our community?
Sure. Our mission statement is to bring help to children, healing to families, and hope to our community. And we started a little over 20 years ago in the home of our founders. Your music is like where you have to start somewhere. I was thinking about that. They left successful careers because they felt like they were supposed to do something more impactful. And so they looked at what they had in their home and they said, well, we have rooms in our house. We can take in more kids. We've got two kids. We can take some more. And we've got food in our pantry that we could share. So that's where it all started. And now, all these years later, we've got a 5-acre campus called the Campus of Hope. We've got a 22,000 square foot warehouse where we're distributing food and all kinds of household goods. And we care for about 270 foster kids every single year. And we have 7 group homes. They're family style with house parent couples. So they're very much, they sit around the dinner table. They do stuff like a big family would. And then we have individual foster families. So we're doing all kinds of things. We say really kids are at the heart of everything that we do, but our goal is to break these generational cycles of poverty and abuse because we'd like nothing better than to be put out of business and not have any more foster kids coming in.
That's a really good goal.
Yeah.
I love that, to be put out of business.
Yeah.
That would be a really good thing.
I know. So,
And these kids that, you know, that they really need the help. They need the resources. They need people who care about them and who will come alongside them. And having that support for the families as well that are getting, you know, trying to keep their kids out of the foster care system or who are struggling.
Yes.
And if a family is struggling, if they're needing some help, what are some of the resources that you offer to those families?
Well, I'll address that. Christy's going to talk a little bit about volunteering in a bit. But we, at the warehouse, the community warehouse, and people can find more about it on our website and find the hours of operation and who qualifies. But we open it up 4 days a week for people to come and get food. And that's for anyone. You don't have to show ID. If you could use a little help with fresh produce and whatever we've gotten in, eggs, cheese, meat, lots of produce. Mm-hmm. You can come, and we have limits on it for each family, but you can come and get, you shop for what you need, what you want. And then for people that qualify, it's people on access, veterans, refugees, foster families, a variety of people, seniors. They can come once a month and get vouchers to buy different kinds of household goods that they might need, hygiene products, diapers, clothing,
small appliances. Lots of things.
It just depends on what we've gotten in, and we have a lot of retail organizations that donate to us and we partner with, and so we take what we need for our programs, for the kids that we serve, for the families that we serve. We have a career program that we help people get back on their feet that are coming out of sometimes incarceration, drug addiction programs. So we might be using some of the donated items to get them set up in an apartment, that type of thing. But everything else, all the excess goes out into the community. And last year we gave out $4.5 million worth of food and other items to people in this community.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And for the people that are coming in to get food, is that just on a walk-in basis then, if they come in during the hours that you're open?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they just walk in and they have to go to the website to see when we're open. They just show up and come on in and shop. And I'll tell you, our warehouse is amazing. We're going to talk a little bit about volunteers, but it's pretty much 99% volunteer run. We have 1.5 paid employees in that huge structure that looks like a Costco when you see it. And all the people other than that are volunteers. And lots of them came to us initially for help. And then they liked being there and helping others. So they come. We have volunteers that have been there 12 years and come 20, 30 hours a week.
Yes.
So they're
retired
love it.
And they love coming every day.
The camaraderie that they have and the fun they have and just... I read the Google reviews and the things people say about, they're like, everybody's smiling, everybody makes you feel like you matter, they care, and it's just really a neat place.
That in itself is huge. Oh my goodness, being able to walk into a place and feel like you're welcome and people care, and you know, to have so many volunteers, that says a lot about the ministry and its effectiveness, because having people that are so interested in giving their own time shows that they really see the value, they see the impact that you're making in the community.
Yeah, it's a special place.
It is.
And then we also have a commercial kitchen, and that is another way we help children in need. We do about 1,000 meals. Well, in the summer, we did 600 a day to low-income daycares, places like that. But normally during the school year, about 1,000 meals a week to seniors that are stuck at home. We partner with other organizations for Meals on Wheels and low-income daycare, schools, shelters. So that's another area. And then we have, with the career training I was talking about, one of the programs is in the culinary. So we've had, in the last 5 years, lots of people go through the culinary program working at fabulous restaurants, the Charo restaurants and Say's Kitchen. And
yeah, some have gone on to the Sands Club and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, open their own places.
Yeah, we have food trucks.
Wow.
And so that's been really
cool.
Exciting to see. And that was another way, when we started it, we really didn't realize how much it impacted foster care. But then we started seeing how many of these people had kids who were in foster care because they're coming out of prison. Yeah. Or they were in foster care as children themselves. So it's really cool how it's all full circle.
Yeah. And we've expanded that career recently to add more tracks for people to try. There's a retail track and there's a warehouse training track. And so a lot of different avenues for people. And we're looking for different ways that we can do that all the time.
And are those provided free to people that are working with you in the programs?
Yes. If you qualify, you come in and you apply and it's free. It's 10 weeks, the hard skills training. And then we have an additional 5 weeks that is things like, you know, working with other employees. How to get along with people, financial literacy, leadership, just all kinds of life skills that a lot of us don't have. You know, we can all use a refresher on that. So that's great. And then we've just revamped that program to stay with people for up to 18 months after they graduate, because that was the one area we saw. We've been doing it for a while. People would do very well, but then life happens, and sometimes you don't have the resources and skills to keep on track. So we're adding 18 to 24 months of follow-up for people that want it, to get more, if they want counseling, if they want help with finding housing or a bus pass when they're in between jobs. Just, we want them to stay healthy and get better. And 18 months for people that have worked with people coming out of addiction and all that seems to be kind of a magic number, that if you can make it that long, you start developing new habits, new friends, new ways of doing things, and you're more successful.
Yeah. So with some of those partnerships, are there opportunities for local businesses or people who want to come and to help teach someone who's going through one of those tracks?
You know, we are still looking for businesses. We had auto mechanics training, and the people we were partnering with before,
they were bought out. And so we kind of
a California firm bought them and they didn't have any interest in doing it. But we would like another auto mechanics track. That was very popular. And then any others, I mean, there's so many businesses out there struggling to get employees, and we've got people that are eager to have the American dream. They want to work because, you know, they would like to have a house and a family and do the things that, you know, they'd made some mistakes before and gotten on wrong track. So, yes, if businesses are interested in partnering with us, I would say call us. Even if it was just some kind of an internship program, we could partner with you. You could take one student at a time. We're open to all of that.
Yeah.
And what is the website for someone who wants to get involved, either who needs services or someone who wants to get involved in volunteering?
or anything.
Anything.
It's gapmin.com. So G-A-P-M-I-N, short for ministries.com. And then from there, you can look for the community warehouse is the warehouse we were talking about. There's a volunteer page, how to volunteer. Mm-hmm.
There's a page for getting signed up to be a part of the Career Plus program.
Exactly.
All
yeah.
of that.
So
yeah.
hopefully they'll, and if they can't, they can call us. And
those requirements
ask.
Are they listed on the
they
website
are.
So they know if they're eligible or not?
Mm-hmm. The application's right there. They can fill it out and put it in.
Then they'll be contacted about next steps.
Perfect. If there's someone who would like to be able to come in person to ask some questions, are there specific hours that are best for them to try to contact someone or try to come in for a meeting?
Yeah, we're usually open 9 to 5 as far as the admin offices. I would say call first and make sure the person you're trying to meet with, for instance, Sam or Matthew in the Career Plus, that they're not teaching a class or have gone out to work, you know, work with a business to talk about partnerships. Call first and make an appointment. Yeah, but absolutely come in and...
And what is that phone number to make an appointment?
It's 520-877-8077.
Okay. So again, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Tian Kennedy and to Christy Voss with Gap Ministries. And we are listening to a little bit about what they're doing in the community and the impact that they're making through foster families, for kids, for adults who also qualify in a number of different areas. When we come back from the break, we will continue talking about this, but just one more time, can you give us the website and the phone number if someone wants to get involved?
Absolutely. It's gapmin.com, G-A-P-M-I-N.com, and it's 520-877-8077.
And the people who qualify for services, can you give us that list one more time?
That would be people on access insurance, veterans, both active and veteran or retired, senior citizens, foster families, kinship families, tribal families.
Yeah, that's right.
Right,
tribal
and
members.
Refugees, yes.
Okay, great. And we'll hear more about volunteering opportunities when we're back. Thank you so much. We'll be back soon. Welcome back to Center Stage. We're so glad to have you tuning in this morning. We have Tian Kennedy and Christy Voss from Gap Ministries. And just in case you're just now tuning in, can we get just a very quick recap of what Gap Ministries is, who you're reaching out to, and some of the services you provide?
We are a social services organization that reaches, our primary focus is children. And from there, we want to try to break cycles of poverty and abuse that lead to people needing to put their children in foster care, or if they are already in foster care, help them get their children and get their lives back on track to not have to be in those cycles of poverty and abuse anymore. So we have several different ways they can get involved or get help that they need to get out of those cycles.
Yeah, so this is, we've talked about, you know, some of the kids and the things that they need, the parents and things that they need, the opportunities, the resources. There's a lot going on. There's a lot involved in this. This is not just a tiny little one-track thing. This is big, and the impact is huge. And so we've also talked a little bit about how this is primarily run by volunteers. There are people that are volunteering a lot of their time to make this happen. And, you know, that in itself just speaks so much to the impact that Gap Ministries is having on Tucson. And so I'm hoping that some of our listeners are hearing this and thinking, you know, maybe this is something that I'd like to get involved in. I care about our community. I care about kids. I care about these families who need help. And so if someone is listening and they're starting to think this, we want to be able to give them those resources. So how can they get involved? What can they do to volunteer? First steps, you know, what do we do with volunteering?
Well, anybody can go to our website at Gapmin, G-A-P-M-I-N.com, and get connected to volunteer with us. We have a volunteer page where they can fill out an application. There's listed a bunch of different ways that they can be involved or things that they can look at and say, oh, that sounds interesting to me. I think I'd like information about that. And when they submit the application, I make contact with them and get them connected with an area that they would like to be, or the area that we have the greatest need right now, and just have people connect to us through that. That's the easiest way to get started with getting involved with volunteering. We mentioned about how many volunteers we have that are with us so much, but you don't have to be able to come every day a week to be able to volunteer with us. Just 2 or 3 hours a week, or you know, if you have a group of people from church or from school or from different organizations, work that want to come and volunteer somewhere, help out in their community. That's a great way to connect with us as well. And we utilize group help a lot, and it's really very beneficial for us.
What are some of the specific areas that you can use volunteers?
So ongoing, we always have need for volunteers in our core departments that we have. Our kitchen, getting those meals out every day is a chore, and with the staff that they have, that they can't do it all by themselves. And so having volunteers come in to help with that, that's prepping and packaging food to go out to the different people that we're feeding. Then in our warehouse, we have volunteers come in. They help and sort and organize some of those donations that we get from the large retailers. They help distribute, kind of get all of those things put together in the places where they need to go, whether it's going to our foster group homes, or if it's going to foster families, or if it's going to the community. They're separating all those things out, organizing them, putting them on shelves, getting ready for the people who are coming to pick those items up. And then we also have people help in our just with maintenance. Landscaping at our group homes is something that we always need to have done, and that's costly to hire out. And so having volunteers come and help us with that is a really great benefit to us. We have maintenance on our Campus of Hope that we can use people that enjoy doing things with their hands, carpentry and different things like that. They can help with those ways. And so those are kind of things that are ongoing all the time. Sometimes we have some special events coming up or something that's happening in the office where we need a few people to come in and help with different things like that. But those are on a more rare basis. And so when I have those come up, then I follow up with people who said they want to help with special events.
So, I mean, you just mentioned a lot of different skill sets. There's not a specific skill set or a specific person that you're looking for to volunteer. Right. Are there requirements for volunteering?
Basically, we can work with just about anybody. We have a lot of people who have different physical limitations that they need to be able to sit down to do things. We have different things they can do in the warehouse while seated, or at the kitchen while seated. We have things that you can do with families. Not so much really young children, but about 8 years old and up, we can have children come and help as long as they have good adult supervision with them.
Yeah.
Making sure they're not running around too much. But there's not really a whole lot of limitations. If you're willing to come, we would love to use your help. We even have opportunities for people who are needing community service, both court mandated, and we have students who come in that need school community service hours for their transcripts, and so they come in and put in some time with us too, and we're able to give the hours verification if we need to for those type of things as well.
That's awesome. For a group who wants to come in, are there a minimum or maximum number of people, you know, that you can have come in groups, or is it just based on the needs at the time?
So minimum, we say about 5, just because if it's less than that, then it's more difficult to try to get a group activity for a smaller group than that. So about 5, depending on where they're helping. We do have groups that will, like some school, we have a school group coming in a couple weeks that they have 50 people. And so we're splitting them up into various areas to make sure that all areas are covered, but we want to accommodate larger groups like that. We can't do that every day, but we can do that on different occasions where we can set that up ahead of time and make sure that they're helping in many different ways. And it's great to do that because we see the fruit of their labor helping in several different ways, and it's covering a lot of bases for us. So I would say for a normal group, about 15 to 20 would be about a good size maximum, but we can accommodate splitting things up into various areas at the same time.
Awesome. And for someone who maybe is more needing to do something from home, are there ever opportunities where they can, you know, do something else other than just coming in physically and working? Are there other opportunities?
There is not as much because of how much is on-site need for us. We have so much that we need right there in our location. But we have had a couple of times where some organizations have put together school supplies packs that they were reaching out and figuring out from us exactly what we needed, and we were able to submit to them some school items that we don't usually get donated, and they were able to put together some packs to bring those in that we could just quickly put right into a backpack for our foster kids and that kind of thing.
Valentine's
an awesome idea.
We had a church group wanted to bless all the house parents because that's a hard job having 10 kids that are coming from all different backgrounds. And they put together really nice Valentine's goodie bag or baskets for the moms and dads who are those house parents. So we've had people do Easter baskets.
Yes, there's been some that have done making quilts together. They had they were making quilts for foster kids and foster families.
Or a drive, if somebody wanted to do some kind of a canned food drive.
Yep.
I mean, we're open to things. If people call and say, I have this great idea, you know, I was thinking about, you know, my two daughters like to stamp, and we would like to send cards to encourage your foster families every month. You know, maybe we'd do that. I don't know. We're up for things if you have ideas.
Yes, we are.
I love that. There's so many unique things because, I mean, we're talking about people and families who that encouragement is a big deal. It's so meaningful to them. And if someone wants to donate either items, physical items, or if they would like to donate financially, how can they do that? And how can they find what is needed?
We have it's on our website, but I'll give you a quicker way to get to it. We have something called gapwishlist.com. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Gapwishlist.com. And that takes you to a page that has all kinds of, each of the departments have said that the Splash group homes could really use this. The kitchen needs this. The warehouse could use this. So it's just kind of their wish list. It's on Amazon. So you would just go on Amazon, order it, and have it shipped to Gap. Super easy. And that's specifically things they really need.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, cash donations. We qualify for the foster care tax credit. So $500 for individuals, $1,000 for couples. And that's 100%. You know, that instead of paying the state of Arizona your taxes, you can choose to give to Gap Ministries, and it's 100%, I wouldn't say refundable, but it's in lieu of your taxes. Instead of paying the government, you pay and help families and kids in need. So that's great. We have an event going on right now to encourage a culture of monthly giving, even if it's just $5 a month, which is $60 a year, and we call it the Summer Heat Wave. Because summer's a really slow time for most organizations because people go to nice places in the mountains or on the seacoast, and the rest of us stuck here in this heat are trying to get things done still. So the heatwave.gapmin.com tells more about that. And if you decide to sign up to be a monthly donor for $5 or more, you get entered in drawings. And we have some really great resorts that donated two night stays. Horse, White Stallion Ranch, Tankaverde. Lowe's and Desert Diamond Casino. Those are the ones that are still left. Plus, we have other things like Barrizona and all kinds of fun things.
Chick-fil-A, EG's, but the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Yeah, several different
places.
And
how do you do that? How do you get
registered? Well, they can go to gapmin.com, and then it's on the very front page. You'll see Heat Wave, and you can click there and go to it. Or you can also go to heatwave.gapmin.com. And it's becoming a monthly donor for $5 or whatever's a good amount for you. And that's completely tax deductible, and it qualifies for the foster care tax credit. So
that is, yeah. So that's
and then
so
you're
cool.
Entered,
it's a great opportunity. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Today we had TN Kennedy and Christy Voss from Gap Ministries. We've heard lots of different ways to volunteer and to get involved. If you haven't checked them out yet, please do, gapmin.com. Thank you so much. Join us next week, Center Stage Tucson.
Thank you.
Thank you.